The air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, our homes, our places of work, in short, everywhere we spend our lives, are full of enemies of which we are generally unaware. Viruses. We only became aware of the existence of these entities with the discovery of the electron microscope. Viruses may be only 1/1000th of a millimeter in size, and have such simple structures that they cannot even be regarded as cells. They are therefore excluded from the living world by many scientists. Even if as a category they are excluded from the living world, it is still an indisputable fact that they possess many superior abilities. Viruses confuse the cell through the tactics they employ, and do not allow their presence to be detected. They enter a cell in a most expert manner, and after occupying it in the same expert way, they turn the cell into a virus production factory, replicating themselves. Bacteria enter the body in a number of ways and cause a full-scale war there. These wars, which sometimes result in very serious illnesses, clearly reveal the power and ability concealed in a living thing just a few microns in size. Vast numbers of people throughout history have lost their lives as a result of contagious diseases caused by bacteria and viruses. For example, the 1918 flu epidemic led to the deaths of 20 million people, even more than the amount of people who died in the World War I. People wore masks to prevent the disease from spreading, but the epidemic continued because people continued to live alongside those who were infected. History has many times witnessed mass deaths caused by contagious diseases. Until a solution was found in the form of quarantine. Diseases were prevented from spreading by keeping infected individuals away from healthy ones. Plague epidemics, for instance, were only able to be prevented by means of quarantine. Today we know that some diseases are spread by contact between people, and quarantine is a means of stopping the spread of disease. Very special quarantine methods are implemented for diseases caused by viruses whose manner of spreading has still not yet been discovered. The disease is thus prevented from spreading. The patient is taken to hospital inside an advanced medical capsule by special health teams. People carrying the patient have no form of contact with him or her. Special gloves are used for this purpose. Because it is not yet known how the virus spreads, even the slightest contact could be dangerous. Other people who will care for the patient wear special sealed clothing impermeable to air. When these security precautions are fully implemented, they are able to enter the patient's environment and carry on their investigations. This quarantine practice we are watching is an advanced example in modern medicine. Our prophet also recommended, in the 6th century, the use of quarantine in the face of infectious diseases. He stated that quarantine should definitely be practiced, and he prevented disease from spreading by forbidding the patient to leave. Usama ibn Zayd relates, "The Prophet spoke of the plague. The Prophet said, 'That is a torment inflicted on a community from the communities that lived in the past. The present plague is a continuation of it. If you hear there is an outbreak somewhere, do not go there, and if it appears where you are, then do not flee and leave.'"